Nathan Rariri is in now to talk sport. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Well, a quirk of the fact that it is Friday again in our funny little short week. So there is, we've had sport and there is more sport to come.
Yes, the fan width was tested yesterday. Warriors going down 27-24. That's not a team you want to do that against. Des Hasler, who was the coach of the Titans, had lost 13 games in a row leading into that game. And the other part was, I mean, the Warriors were up 12-0 after 8 minutes and looked like they were going to win 400-0.
But it's all of those things.
You don't want to be reaching this stage and having the captain and the coach doing the "that wasn't us" out there post-match comments. You know, you don't want to get to that. So quite a bit of thinking to be done there for the Warriors after really letting that one slip. When I said, look, they just got off to a great start. But then this morning, sports fans happy. Black Caps, go you good things. They now lead the series against Pakistan 2-1. Remember we had that exciting game the other day with two balls in it that got rained out. And we got to the stage where Pakistan put us into bat. And comes down to the final ball, Pakistan needing 6 off that last ball. Couldn't get it. New Zealand won by 4 runs, and the last game of the series is on Sunday morning.
So yay. Cool. Okay, what else is still to come?
So today, this is the part where we get to see young American university people become very, very rich university people. This is the NFL draft, which is American football. 7 rounds of that, 257 players to be chosen. The only one we really care about is the Chicago Bears. They choose first, and apparently it's a guy by the name of Caleb Williams. NBA Friday continues. Three teams who are getting pantsed 2-0 in their best of seven series play today. Look out for more losses there. Super Rugby's game of the round happens Saturday afternoon, I think, at Churchill Park in Lotoka. They have the best crowd, and who doesn't want to see Fiji and Drua up against Moana Pacifica? And then I think the ANZ Championship netball, actually the best game is on Monday night, so that's two undefeated teams, Tactics and Mystics.
Okay, and you've also got a world record to tell us about. This is like our hair stand on end.
Here we go. So Ryoyu Kobayashi is the new holder of the ski jump world record. He skied down a specially created natural kicker. So normally you would come down off, you know, the big ramp, they call it a kicker. And it's pretty much vertical. It goes at about the same angle as the hill and just sort of kicks you off. And then you fly above the ground. Well, they did this in Iceland. They just did this yesterday. 291 metres. The previous record was 253. I had a look. Eden Park Cricket Ground, end to end, the boundaries on that are 110 metres. So Ryoyu Kobayashi flew the equivalent of 2.6 times from one end to the end to the end and then back 0.6 there get there.
And we know Eden Park has small boundaries, but it's still a very, very long way to go.
291 metres, it's insane. He was disappointed he didn't get 300, but he's going to try for better.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I think you're okay.
Good on him. Hey, thank you very much for that, Nathan Rariri, with our sports.